Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight.
Hi, how you?
Welcome to the show. I am your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is Mudtoe at Midnight. Thank you for joining me this evening on during a great experiment that I am running. What is happening is I bought a new battery and I'm testing it. That would be battery. I must speak clearly so everyone out there can hear me. I had to break out. I didn't have to. I guess I did have to. I had to break out my video camera, which I use to film high school football games because that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And I know that at the end of last season, I was having some issues with the batteries which run the camera. They're very old. The camera itself is 7 years old. I just can't bring myself to put the money into buying a new one, first of all, because I don't really have the money. Second, because my old one still works fine, but the batteries really don't. Over time, I guess the newer batteries, they've solved this problem, or at least it's not so bad. But each time you recharge one of these lithium-ion rechargeable batteries, it's something called memory. I don't know exactly how it works. They call it memory, but it's like it discharges and then you recharge, and it just each time you charge it, it doesn't charge up as much. So after you recharge, it gets to the point where it just won't charge up anymore. And my batteries were getting to that point, they wouldn't charge up anymore. And so and made it worse was, you know, in November, at the end of the season, it's very cold, and the batteries don't work as well when they're cold. So I was coming up with all these contrivances. You know, I have these hot packs that you buy at the drugstore, CVS or whatever, and trying to keeping those in my pockets and the batteries in my pockets, keeping those warm, and then get a couple more minutes of life out of them, or I would warm them up in my hands, trying to get a couple minutes more life out of them, and madly switching between batteries, trying to get through a game, because if I don't get the whole game, I don't get paid. So even if I miss like the last play or something, I don't get paid. Now, I've never actually had to find that out. That's just what we've been told. So anyway, you know, I needed, with the season coming up, it was clear I needed to get at least one good battery that I could depend on that would get me at least through most of the game, and then I could fake my way through it with the other ones. So I went to this place called Batteries R Us or some such thing, Batteries Included or something. This is some sort of clever name. I really should have looked it up before I got on the air so I could have plugged them. But anyway, I went there and hoping that they would be able to at least order a replacement battery for my ancient camera. Turned out they actually had one on site there, but the thing is huge. I mean, it fits into the back of the camera, but it's much, thicker? I don't know, because the battery kind of sticks out of the back of the camera. Well, this one sticks out about as twice as far as just a bigger battery. And they told me, yeah, it'll last. They gave me some, like, it's 2,500 milliamps as opposed to 1,150 milliamps that my old one was or something when it was new. And I said, no, that's not going to cook my camera or anything, is it? He said, oh, no, it'll just make it run longer. And I think, well, this is what I've been looking for my whole life, or at least for as long as I've been doing these football videos, is a battery that would kind of, is it okay? Is battery okay? Or do I have to go with battery? Anyway, looking for one of those things that would, that I could comfortably do an entire football game without having to worry about about changing the battery when I have to use it. Many times when I'm in the, like if I'm in the press box or something, the nice places, the rich schools, not rich, I call them the rich schools, they aren't necessarily rich, but the schools that have nice press boxes, usually I can plug the camera in, I don't have to worry about the battery, but if I'm someplace where I'm out on the top of the grandstand or up on the roof rather than in the press box, generally batteries are required. So now I have one, paid $60 for it, and I'm testing it tonight to see how long it actually lasts. So I set up my camera, and I've pointed it out my window. It's taking pictures of traffic going by for no reason other than I just wanted to have something to point it at other than the wall. My original thought was to put it in my bedroom upstairs, but I didn't want to see like if it was going to like pick up rogue spirits and things that are wandering around up in that room while I'm down here. If there is any of that such thing happening up there, I really don't want to know about it. So I brought the camera down here and I pointed it out the window. And so far, it has run, just before I checked it, just before I sat down here, it has run over an hour and a half, which should be plenty of battery life for me to do one of my football games. Although the only, I mean, the one of the variables is that it stops start for the football games. Like between plays, I shut the camera off. So maybe it won't be quite that long, but it should be. I'm getting to the point where I'm saying, yes, this thing is going to be able to last an entire game. It's going to do the job. I feel happy. I feel good about myself and about my ability to complete this task, which was to get a new battery for my old camera. I like to praise myself for the small things because that's usually all I ever get done is a small thing, big things. And, you know, big things don't happen every day. So I think it's good to praise oneself for the small things. That way we don't feel too horrible about ourselves the way I sort of do today. The battery thing was a few days ago and it's starting to wear off. So I figured I'd do this test, try and bring the thrill back today just to get you up to date on what's going on with Mudtoe. I've been working 4 days a week, four days a week, 5 hours. As I run out the string on my job that ends at the end of August. And this week mostly consisted of moving boxes between various rooms. So not too taxing, not too intellectually challenging, but yeah, not horrible either. And I've arranged my schedule so I have Fridays off so I can get some personal business done. I got to start getting resumes together and cover letters and start sending them out. And I've promised people that I've asked people to be my accountability partner in getting some of these stories written, which are going to become the book that I've been promising everybody for so long. We have the big expo coming up, I believe, next month, the Universal Light Expo, which is in our large city in the Midwest here every year. And I was very much counting on isn't the right way to say it. I thought as I was going along and seeing all the people that I know or have at least heard of across Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and then actually got to meet them, I thought, wouldn't it be cool at some point, you know, if this time next year, I was just thinking this last year, if this time in 2012, that I'm here partnering with someone to sell my book. Well, I suppose it's not impossible that that couldn't happen between now and this year's expo, but it's highly unlikely, and I want to go to the expo, and of course that's something that's going to be on my mind the whole time I'm there. Yeah, didn't get that book finished, did I? Well, so I'm seeking out accountability partners now to say, okay, by this certain date, I'm going to send you a component of the book for you to read over for me. So far, I can't report any really good results, although I haven't missed any deadlines yet. I certainly haven't gone out of my way to get ahead on anything. I have a definite assignment on one of the stories that discussed is a book with 10 short stories or essays, a collection, a mixture of short stories and essays. And I was talking about different things I had thought of, different ideas I had for them. And my friend J.J. Hart picked one of them and said, okay, you have a month to write that and send it to me. And the month is up in 9 days, and I really haven't done anything with it other than think about it, which is where all of my stories are. They're just rattling around in my head. And I have this sort of phobia, I think, of putting them down on paper or on electronically, say on paper, and probably wouldn't even, don't know that it would even be printed until it got to some sort of book form. But what I mean is, once I take it out of my head and put it into some sort of tangible form that other people can look at, my feeling is that I can only ruin it. You know, it's really good in my head, and then I try and type it in, and I don't think it's good. But you know, everything I put out there, I think is lousy, and then other people tell me they like it. So we'll see what happens. Still want to do this, but it's not a matter of wanting to do it; it's a matter of doing it. And I can sit here on this radio show and talk about it every week, and until doomsday, which the Mayan said is just in a few months. But anyway, what else can we talk about? I have what else did I want to do? Oh, I said, you know, I talk about Twitter in the open every week, which is actually a recording. It's not me doing it exactly. Boy, Mudtoe's doing that exactly the same way as he did last week. That's great. No, that first thing at the beginning is a recording. But I do talk about Twitter in my recording there, and I don't hear from people from the radio show on Twitter, and I would like to. First of all, because I'm trying to get my Twitter going. I'm up to 37 followers now. Most of them are political organizations or college girls, and I don't know how. I think I connected to college girls through my friend Iggy's son, Twittered him, and then I started. Then Twitter started connecting me to, I think his friends is how it happened. But anyway, you know, as far as I know, nobody who listens to the show is anywhere close to my Twitter feed. So what I'm going to do, first of all, it's ampersand, which is the A with the circle around it. Ampersand Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudtoeSasquatch. So you do that, and then you can follow me, and then you can communicate with me via Twitter, and I promise that any Twitter messages sent to me, I will reply to, because I'm not at the point where I have 10,000 followers or anything. I have 37, so it's perfectly reasonable for me to be at this point to be able to respond to all of my Twitters. Just to show that I am sincere, of course you knew that, you knew I'm sincere, but I've got my tweets here, which not here, I'll go with Maxine. Maxine Taylor does actually follow me, and she is at Wizard Stargazer, and she says tonight, most people do not see the big picture and therefore do not know their place in the grand scheme. I wholeheartedly believe with that, so I believe I'm going to retweet it. You see, that's simple, you know. Now Twitter has crashed, so it didn't crash, but some of these things. Just retweet it in a minute. Try and retweet it again. There we go. Now it's retweeted. So I just retweeted Maxine. Now, see, that could be you. I could have your Twitter up there, and I could retweet it to my vast audience of 37, 38 if you join. And that's how we do it, you know. We help each other through the Twitter universe. Main thing is, I want to hear what you think about the show, because I very seldom get feedback about the show. I just feel like I'm just somewhere on. I'm sitting on here with the thingamabob out on Mars, you know. I'm just out there, and I'm not getting any feedback. You know, I don't know that. That's probably not an apt comparison, but I don't know if what I'm talking about is what you want to hear. I know that I have a small but dedicated following, and I'd like to maybe talk about some things you'd like to know, or tell you about some things about me that you'd like to know about, or address some things in your life that maybe you'd like to I can't imagine why you'd would want this, but you can hear my take on something. I did do a rather extensive advice show some time back. You can probably find it on the archive on my webpage, which is mudtoesasquatch.com. I have a radio show archive on there, links to all the old shows, not quite all of them. It goes back to September of last year. It goes back about a year, There are a few shows that aren't quite on the archive yet, but they are archived on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, I know this particular show is archived because I remember doing it. Somebody called in to get a reading because they were used to calling Iggy and Rosa to get readings on their Monday show. And we just talked about basically why men were such jerks. And, you know, I felt like, I don't know, she seemed to react positively to it. And I'm not, I have trouble when people call into that. I don't give out the guest call in number because I have a technical problem. It seems like I always answer the phone calls of people who didn't want to talk on the air. And I always leave the people who did want to talk on the air. So, but I've got Twitter is open. I've got Twitter Fall open as well. So if you were to send any sort of tweet with a hashtag Mudtoe Sasquatch on it, it would show up on Twitter Fall, and I could respond to that as well. So this is how I'm trying to stay in touch with you somewhere, trying to get in touch with you. And what can we do to, as my friend Heather Tapia says, co-create? I think she says that. At one time she said that. I don't know if she still says it. But anyway, here, let me get another one of my... That's not it. Let me go down here a little bit. Okay, I follow this lady named Twixlen. That's Twixlen. No, that's not the right one either. Here, I'll just go on her. She twittered something a little while ago that I thought was wonderful and lyrical. Okay, she twittered, it's ampersand Twixlen, and she twittered me, well, to everybody, driving north on 71, the sky was a dark, ill-fitting Tupperware lid on the bowl of the earth, the sun a golden spear slicing through the gap. You know, I like that too, so I'm going to retweet that one as well. So there's two retweets. This could be you. You could be getting retweeted at this very moment, if only you would seek me out. I beg you, please. Anyway, okay, that's enough of that. Let me do, since we're about halfway through the show, now my Twitter's stuck on Twixlen. There we go. Let's look at Blog Talk Radio again. See, Iggy, I'm about halfway through the show, a little more than halfway, so let me get to With Insights Radio here and just tell you a little bit about other stuff that's on our channel. Sometimes I do this at the very beginning, sometimes I do this at the very end. I'm not experimenting with doing it in the middle. I'll just tell you what else is on. We have on Mondays is the Holistic Forum and Intuitive ... They haven't written down the entire title here. This is Iggy and Rosa's show that's on Mondays at 6. And then the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with Jenny Seek, Tuesdays at 7. And the Entrepreneurial Excellence Show with Heather Tapia, Wednesdays at noon. And then I am on Mudtoe at midnight. Fridays at midnight, you're listening to me now. And that is our current lineup on With Insights Radio. Iggy Garcia is sort of he is the driving force behind this. He is the one who talked me into attempting this insanity of getting on the radio Fridays at midnight and seeing if anybody is actually out there to listen to it. And here I am. Iggy's my good friend, and I'm very glad to have him as part of my circle of friends. Although it's been quite a while since I sent him an update to my rather maudlin autobiography that appears on the Blog Talk Radio site. I shortened it. I tightened it up. I lightened it. I took a lot of the just sort of dreariness out of it. I was looking at it, and it didn't fairly reflect the kind of things I'm talking about on the show now. It was all more, when I started the show, it was more slanted towards talking about addiction and my experiences in addiction, and I don't seem to talk about that quite so much anymore. So I wrote an autobiography that I thought was more appropriate, and I sent it to Iggy because he has to do it because he is the webmaster, and he hasn't put it up yet. So Iggy, if you're listening, could you put up my damn autobiography, please? And it might be lost somewhere. I don't know. Hey, he's very busy and he's got lots of other things going on. I understand that. But still, I'll just bug you here. I'll poke you here a little bit, Iggy, if you are listening. There is an autobiography in your queue somewhere. If you could find that and put that up for me, it would certainly be appreciated. Thank you. So there's the commercial for With Insights Radio, and I've got another 10 minutes to fill here. Oh, let me update you next week. Again, if you weren't listening last week, you don't know about this. I'm attending a high school reunion, mine actually, which isn't really a high school reunion because we've been having poor attendance in the last couple of years. What they've done is they've put together a range of about five classes, you know, plus or minus 2.5 years worth of high school reunions, putting everybody together. Hopefully they'll get a big enough crowd to justify doing it. So actually, this is my 29th year out of high school, so it's a little early for high school reunions, but I'm going to that next week, and if all goes well, I'm planning to do the show from there. So that could be something exciting that might happen. On the other hand, if the whole thing is a dud, I might be in my car somewhere or at my parents' house somewhere and just do sort of an ordinary Mud Toe at Midnight. But the show will go on. One way or the other, there will be a show. So tune in and see what happens. And then after that, of course, football season starts. So it's going to be sort of an odd thing every week. I don't know how far until like a couple of days before. I don't know how far I'm going to have to be driving. About half of my assignments are usually right here in the city, in which case I'm back home and plenty of time to do the show. Other times they send me to points far flung, and sometimes I don't get back here by midnight. And then I have to do the show from the road, which generally means I pull over somewhere. Last year I did a show from a roadside rest stop, which was, those places are really interesting in the middle of the night, kind of freaky. And I think I did one, did I do one from the McDonald's? I don't think I did. I was considering pulling over because I was hungry. I was considering pulling over and just doing the show from the McDonald's, but I don't think I did. I think it was one of those things where I was just within, I might make it, I might not. And I chose to drive straight through, and I did make it home, you know, with a couple of minutes to spare, and I was able to do the show from home. But you know, it might, you don't know where I'm going to end up doing the show from. I know I did it from Pizza Place once. But anyway, so that's just telling you what to expect going forward through the months of September and October. There could be a surprise. Venue is not the right word. It's just stuck in my head because of the Olympics. A surprise place that the show comes from, let's just put it that way. So get you up to date on that. I did not give you a rash update last week because it's pretty much been taken care of between the steroid shot I got and some other advice I got from my friend J.J. Hart, who told me to do a little bit of screaming every day. There is an idea in certain alternative ideas of medicine, systems of medicine, I guess holistic or Native American or what have you, that skin eruptions, rashes, have to do with something trying to escape from the body, whether it's disease, whether it's an imbalance, a nutritional imbalance, or something in the body trying to escape, or whether it's emotions, or something that's being repressed that can't come out. And of course, I have some bitterness about the job situation and trying to work things out and without screaming at people because I want their recommendation. So it made some sense that perhaps I was rashed out because I was angry about something. So I started whenever I was in the car, which isn't terribly often, but whenever I was in the car, I'd always take 2 or 3 minutes to just scream because I was in there and nobody could hear me. And I don't know whether it was that or the steroid shot or something else, maybe just things clearing up his own time, but the rash is pretty much gone now. So there will be no need for further rash updates. Okay, now the challenge has come because I have a call on hold here, and there's a little sign on here with a question mark in it, and I have no idea what that means. Their mic is muted, of course, because I haven't lived it yet. See, this is the thing. I don't know how to interpret these little icons that are on here. Something about this is supposed to tell me whether this person who's on hold wants to talk to me or is just listening to the show. I'm just going to go for broke and see if this person is someone who wants to talk to me. So I'm going to click on. I'm going to live there, Mike. 8138 caller, you are on the air with Mucho Sasquatch. How are you this evening?
Hey, Mucho Sasquatch. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. This is, I believe this is Mr. Iggy, is it not?
This is Producer Iggy. Yes, it is.
Producer Iggy. This is Boss Iggy calling me up after I just called you. Yeah, you're calling to say, did you hear me call you out a couple minutes ago?
No, I didn't hear you, but I had a feeling you were talking about me.
Yes, I was. No, I sent you a new autobiography several years ago. You haven't posted it yet. That's what I was talking about.
I'm next door to you here, painting, actually. So.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was thinking about your show.
You know, I failed to mention that. That I have the windows open and the fans in the, well, one fan in the window, because I came home and got hit in the face with the smell of that paint.
Yep, I was priming the ceilings here.
You're priming the ceilings. You're right, just to explain to everybody who's listening, Iggy's in the apartment next door to me because they're preparing it for new occupants who are coming in. They're due this week, are they not?
That's correct.
Okay, so Mud Toe's going to have new neighbors. And so I'll be able to tell you all about that next week. So that gives you yet another reason to tune in.
Yeah, and then we won't hear no more about the rash.
No, that's right. No more about the rash. The rash is gone.
Good. Well, I called to say hi and just say hi to you. And I know you're doing your show, so we were thinking about you. And so I thought I'd drop you a line and say hello.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
All right, brother. And we'll see you soon.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that went well. So now I'm going to have to remember. The little sign, it's like a diamond shape. It looks like a road sign. It's a diamond shape in yellow with a question mark in it. And evidently that means that's the person who's on hold. I put them back on hold. I think what I wanted to do is hang up on them. There we go. Now, that's the first call I've taken in a while, too. I think actually we sort of took a call when Iggy was on. We were talking about when the township was threatening our sweat lodge. I had him on to interview him, and he called in for that. That's basically the extent of my phone. Okay, I'm not a very good multitasker. When I go to start checking the Twitter stuff, my mind kind of disengages. Yeah, I came back. I had actually had dinner at Iggy's restaurant, which is around the corner, and then I came back to prepare for the show. And it was like paint, you know, that unmistakable paint smell just hit me in the face. It's like, oh, gonna be high tonight, I guess. Should have expected that. It's just things you just not everything occurs to you. Actually, we're winding up, and I'm usually pretty tired by this point. I'm not really today. That's one thing I'd started to get into and got away from. Today, since I wasn't working, I kept Friday free to get some stuff done. And then I started off okay in the morning, but then I came home, and I'm kind of tired. Maybe I'll have a power nap. And then I ended up sleeping until 5 in the evening. So I slept the whole damn day away, and now I'm wide awake. I also didn't help. I forgot my meds earlier today too, and those helped me to sleep. So I will try here to get at least one of my many tasks done before I go back to bed, and I will make Saturday a more productive day. Please join me next week so I can report to you on that. I will give you a productivity report. I'll also give you a new neighbor report, and of course, the entire show will hopefully be coming to you from Mud Toe's High School Reunion. So those are many things to look forward to. And please, again, send me your messages on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. I will follow you back, unless you're a total idiot and send me hundreds of tweets an hour or send me racist tweets. I don't think anyone listening to me would do that. So if you're just an ordinary person with good intentions, I will follow you if you follow me, and together we will build a Twitter empire. Sounds good to me. Okay, thank you for joining me this evening. I will talk to you next week. Bye now.